Speaking of the vacationing Donovan Lewis, we now go to the Diamond Factory ticket hotline because joining us live all the way across the ocean in Spain, it is Donnie Du.
Gentlemen.
Whoa.
How's Spain?
Hola.
Hola. Te llamo Donovan.
Well, that's all I've learned so far. I got a ways to go, but that's all I have. Hola.
You didn't learn bathroom or library or any of that?
No. I learned gracias.
Because, okay, that's a good one.
I've been thanking a lot of people for bringing me a lot of wine and a lot of alcohol and all that good stuff.
Well, those are good things.
Yeah.
So where are you at in Spain today?
We are in Barcelona.
Okay.
Barcelona. Do you have to say it with the lisp?
No. I've been trying not to do that so they won't look down on me here. But, yeah, we'll be here for the next couple of days, and then we take the train over to Madrid for the last few days of the vacation.
Yeah, I was looking at the weather, and I thought you might be in Madrid today. Pretty toasty over there, but it seems like, you know, where you're at right now, not too bad. Only like 88, 87. That's not terrible.
Not bad. We just got off of a boat on the Mediterranean, so I feel like I've accomplished a lot today.
Well, well.
That is fancy. It's kind of interesting that you're in the city of the 92 Olympics, and then in a couple of weeks you'll be in the city of the 96 Olympics in Atlanta.
In the Olympics.
I know. I will give you guys 10 bucks. No, I'm sorry, 10 euros.
Oh.
If you can guess what I said as soon as I stepped on that boat today.
I'm on a boat.
I'm good.
We'll holla.
No, you guys.
We all struck out.
Y'all
go Phoenix.
He said, go Phoenix.
Yeah, tip sheet is giving out a lot of fastballs that didn't go over the plate. Come on now. You guys know me. I was the captain now. I was on the boat.
Oh, yes.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
Thank
you have a lot of bits,
there
Donovan.
You,
is
you do
the
have
thing.
A lot of bits.
It's hard to nail you down on one bit. It's
all of my bits aren't landing well out here in Spain. I'm trying, but they're on land. They aren't landing at all.
All you can do is the best that you can do. So you are coming back. You'll be back next Thursday. So you've still got, what, 4 days in Spain or 3 days and you're flying back? How's that working?
5 nights. We have a couple more nights in Barcelona, then we go to Madrid for 3 nights, and then we're back, flying back Wednesday, get back Wednesday afternoon. It is wild, man, because we leave like at noon on Wednesday, and then we land like at 4 o'clock after being on the plane for like 10 hours, which is going to be weird.
That is really weird. How are you traveling between cities in Spain? Are you like taking a car? Are you on a train?
We were doing the three majors, the three big sports, the plane, trains, and automobiles.
Whoa.
We've already done the automobile and the plane. Now we hit the train between Barcelona and Madrid.
Okay. I've always wanted to do a long train ride.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time I've been on a high-speed long. I think it's going to be like 3.5 hours or something like that.
You don't have to sit and
I'm looking forward to
sleep
that.
On a bunk or anything.
That'll be pretty cool. So what's been your favorite part so far halfway through this trip that you've experienced in Spain?
Bro, it is wild that they eat so late here. We had reservations at a restaurant a couple of nights ago, and our reservations were at like 10:45. And that's just normal, man. The place was packed. Like, the restaurant closed maybe at 11, I think, but they took reservations to 10:45. You don't eat here before 9 to 9:30.
That's wild.
Not used to that.
What time are you lunching? At like 3, 4?
Right, yeah. So that kind of throws everything off, because if you want to wake up and have a little breakfast, you feel like you should do that around 7 or 8. But man, they're not serving breakfast around that time. Like, it's that's the one thing that I can't get used to. My clock is fine as far as sleep. But eating, man, we've eaten so much so late that you wake up and you're not even hungry. So you have to maybe skip breakfast or just have a croissant to be all fancy and things, and coffee maybe. But they eat extremely late. It is, and the siesta is real. Like between 1 and 5, it's not a lot going on, man. You have a lot of restaurants that close.
1 and 5.
And maybe some shops that close down for the siesta before they pick back up later on in the afternoon.
What are we eating? Like, because I, you know, over here we think Spanish food. I'm thinking a lot of fish, maybe some delicious veggies. But I really don't know what Spanish cuisine is like. Okay,
paella is really good. Yeah,
It's really good. It was really good. But, man, it's just, to be honest with you, a lot of meat. Mm. I've had a lot of meat, dude.
Nice.
And they serve fries basically with every single meal. Whatever you want.
French fries?
Whatever meat dish you have, you'll get French fries. That's about it.
Do they call them French fries or are they Spanish fries?
No, they just say fries.
Okay.
They're probably beefing around here, old Spain and France. They don't want to call them French fries.
That's what I wanted to know. I need to know what the scuttlebutt is in Europe.
Who said I'm repping? I'm representing the Spanish side. Right?
Damn right.
So if most of the places are closing down between 1 and 5, are businesses staying open a lot later than they would here?
Yeah, you have the typical 11:30 as far as restaurants go, and that's during the middle of the week. But man, here in Barcelona, like Bilbao, that's where we were first.
Bilbao.
That's more of a, I don't want to say maybe a million population, so it was a little slower. Barcelona's New York, man. That's all it is.
Wow.
They have the area where you're shopping and everybody's walking. You look, it looks like you're walking in Times Square, man. It's New York. It's just a big city with tons of scooters and bikes and people walking around. Like, it's really cool, but it's just a big city. So I kind of myself dig the smaller, little quaint town more myself. But, you can find everything to do, whatever you want, man. If you want to, last night we went to a restaurant to watch a little live music and have a little din-din at the supper club. So that was pretty cool. But other than that, man, it's just any other city where no one speaks English.
Of course not. They probably are speaking Spanish, I would imagine. So it's Donovan Lewis.
A lot of pointing.
Well, that's nice. Donovan Lewis is joining us here. He's in Spain, if you haven't picked up on that. He's in Barcelona right now. So
you
left before we found out who was going to win the NBA championship, before Cooper Flagg was officially drafted. Did you get any chance to check in on that at all?
Yeah, make him work.
I woke up, I set an alarm to see if I can find Game 7, and I couldn't. So at first I kind of kept up with it on my phone. The last time I saw it was 14-10 Indiana, and then I fell asleep because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when it came on here. Saw 14-10, fell asleep, and then I woke up maybe an hour and a half later to see all the, man, that sucks about what happened to Halliburton, so I had to try and go back to see what happened and all that. So didn't see anything live, man. They don't care about basketball here at all.
It's not what Luka led us to believe.
Couldn't find it, but definitely was keeping up with it. And, of course they didn't show the draft.
I was going to say, did all the sports bars running the NBA draft?
No. They'd rather replay some soccer match around here than play the NBA draft or even the NBA finals. They don't care about basketball.
Fascinating. So I don't even know. I mean, is soccer going on right now over there? I have no idea.
What sports do they have in session?
Man, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen anything as far as when you turn on the television. We found a channel in our hotel at Barcelona that's showing Dateline 24/7.
Okay.
So that's all we've been watching. That's it.
You're just watching Dateline? Seems like a kick-ass vacation,
that's
man.
Anything English show on the television is just news, CNN, Bloomberg, or something like that. So other than that, man, we've just been watching Dateline. So I have no clue what's happening sports-wise here.
All right. Well, we miss you.
We very much do miss you, man. You're our leader.
Yeah, man, I miss you guys, too. Mm-hmm. I do want to say this because I need to offer an official apology to a random dude that I'll never again see in my life.
A Spanish man?
Yes. Well, yes, I think he was a Spanish man, but we were on the flight coming over here. And, yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I need to issue this official apology. Because we're on the flight, and I have certain things in my life that I never, ever want to do. One is play pickleball. The other is to go bad bathroom on an airplane. Ever. I don't want to ever do those things in my life. So there was a guy about an hour into our flight that went into the bathroom, came out, and when he opened up the door, it felt like hell. He unleashed hell on this thing. And I was really upset at him because he was sitting right in front of me. But it turns out that it was a lady behind us that was changing a dirty baby diaper in the row.
Whoa.
That's insane.
All kinds of bottom hell on that entire cabin.
Oh.
And I want to apologize to him and unleash fury on her because she knows better than that.
That is such a violation.
No, man.
And that's why I was telling you guys tomorrow, yesterday during Am I the Jerk, because I feel that may have been the biggest jerk move I've ever been a part of in my entire life.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That is shocking that they did that.
Dude, and I was really upset at the dude in front of me.
Right, because you're thinking he just blew up the plane.
You could have let that go at the airport. You had that inside you. That just didn't happen an hour within the flight.
That didn't matriculate since you got here.
That's been growing inside you like marijuana.
Goodness.
Jeez.
Slow cooking that. What are you doing in there?
Golly, yeah. That,
had the crock pot
that's
on
like
with
a
that
roast
one.
Potatoes, yeah. He had that for at least 24 hours, bro.
Unbelievable.
And
man.
I was upset at him for a long time until we realized that it was the person in front of and behind us with the diaper. So I want to officially apologize.
So did she just leave? Did she just have the diaper where he had the diaper with him back there, just sitting back there?
I don't know what she did to dispose of it, but it took a while to get that funk out of the cabin because
she put
I had
it in
to,
the little barf bag.
Put my shirt over my nose like I was 3 years
Ooh,
old.
That's bad. If you
fucking mask the funk
as an adult, if you have to use your shirt to mask your nose, things are not going swimmingly. I wouldn't say.
So an hour into a 9 hour flight. Like, what are we doing here?
Man. Just let it cook back there. Terrible.
All right. Donnie J.
That baby was crying. That baby had some demons inside of it.
I guess so, man. It happens from time to time.
Yeah. Well,
it's a long flight for a baby.
Yeah, watch out for any political unrest out there. I hear we're on a level 2 advisory on Spain. So just be careful. Just be alert.
I heard they're squirting people with water guns here, like protesting tourists. We haven't run into that yet. We've been to pretty much all of the big touristy places, the cathedrals and all this other stuff to go check it out. But everybody's been pretty friendly, man. They look at us like they've never seen black Americans before. But, you know, what can you do? There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, just avoid any of those demonstrations. Be aware of your surroundings. Follow instructions of local. I'm just reading the tips here for you in case you haven't gotten.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Check local media, which sounds like you're doing. Sounds like you're on top of local media.
If it's not on Dateline, I'm not going to watch it because that's all I've been watching.
All right, brother.
All right, Donnie.
Thank you, Daddy.
Enjoy the rest of your vacation, and we'll have you back here next Thursday.
I love you, boys. Bonjour.
No, that's wrong.
Zane, all that good stuff. All the way over here from Spain.
All right, man.
Adios.
We'll talk to you soon.
There he goes.
Donovan Lewis, back with us next Thursday, live from Barcelona, Spain.